St. Joseph's Workshop with Father Matthew Spencer, Coast to Coast on Relevant Radio.
Colossians chapter 1, verse 3 says, "We always give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love that you have for all the holy ones." Do you give thanks to God when you pray? When you pray for others, do you give thanks to God for them? Because of their faith in Christ Jesus, but also because of the love that they have for all the holy ones. I wonder, you know, we pray a lot, but prayer oftentimes we look at as a burden. We look at as a duty, a responsibility. By the way, it is a duty. It is a responsibility. But I don't think it should be a burden. At least it shouldn't be a burden the way we too often experience it. And I want to talk about this a little bit, because I know that sometimes people feel like their prayer is an interruption to their day. They think, well, how could I ever pray the rosary every day? I'm so busy. I'm so busy, I can barely make time to chat with my spouse at the end of the day before finally just being overwhelmed, calling it a night, and trying to get a little bit of sleep before another busy, hectic day begins. And sometimes we imagine that prayer is just, there's no way we could ever, you know, shoehorn it in to our day, that it would just be too much of an interruption. If only, we think, God didn't expect me to get to Mass on Sunday, I'd be able to sleep in, to rest up, to enjoy the day more, and then to serve Him better, right? That's the kind of excuses we make. We feel that those duties that we have in the spiritual life and in our Christian lives can be a burden or an obligation. I have a different perspective I want to give you, though. And it was really a thought that came to me as I prayed a prayer I've prayed countless times. I don't even know how many times I've prayed this, because it's part of the Liturgy of the Hours. And as you know, I'm obliged as a religious to pray the Liturgy of the Hours throughout the day. Morning prayer, daytime prayer, evening prayer, night prayer, office of readings. So I have likely prayed this, well, I wouldn't even know how to estimate it, because I'm not even sure how frequently this particular prayer is repeated throughout the 4-week cycle. But I want to read to you this prayer from daytime prayer, midday prayer to be specific, for those who are maybe following along with their breviary, and to share with you a little point of reflection I was thinking about. It goes like this. It's the prayer right at the end of midday prayer for this Wednesday, which reads, "God of mercy, this midday moment of rest is your welcome gift. Bless the work we have begun, make good its defects, and let us finish it in a way that pleases you. Through Christ our Lord. Amen." It's beautiful, isn't it? There's something that really stuck out to me that I think I try to appreciate, and I try to live in a very deliberate way, but I know it can be a struggle, and I expect maybe it could be a struggle sometimes for you. That stopping your day to give thanks to God, stopping your busy schedule in order to give the Lord some time, is not often seen as a moment of rest or as a welcome gift. But prayer should be a moment of rest, and the opportunities that God gives us should be recognized as a gift, should be welcomed as a gift, and should keep us continuing throughout the day to be productive, to work hard, to be diligent in our duties and our responsibilities towards the Lord. I think too often you and I look at our prayer life as an imposition, as a burden, and we don't look at it as a moment of rest. It becomes stressful that we have to pray, that we have to fulfill certain duties. I hope it doesn't end up being stressful even afterwards. I hope that maybe it's challenging to get to pray, maybe it's challenging to make the time to pray, but eventually, after that prayer is done, you realize, oh, I really needed that. That was really important. I'm really glad I stopped, made that time. But sometimes we have to be very conscious and deliberate in living out our prayer life that way, don't we? We have to recognize inside of our prayer life these moments of rest, the gifts that the Lord gives to us that He wants us to welcome with all our heart, that He wants us to put into practice, to make sure that we're truly trying to live what He wants us to live. Unfortunately, if we're not careful, not only our prayer life, but the whole of our spiritual life can appear to be a distraction, a burden, and an interruption to our day. I want to propose to you a different perspective here. At first, I was thinking I would propose to you that it's the exact opposite, that our work is an interruption to our life of prayer, that our duties and responsibilities to care for, I don't know, the work and careers that we have, to get paperwork done in the office, that's an interruption to our life of prayer. But I don't think that's correct either when I started reflecting and pondering upon this prayer. Because the truth is that God has given you both times of prayer and times of work. He's given you times in which you're called to rest and times in which you're called to labor. It's this amazing dynamic in our lives. It's this amazing balance, this equilibrium that we constantly have to look for. On the one hand, working hard. And that means at our jobs, in our houses, in our families, in the yard, the various duties and responsibilities given to us. We were reflecting upon that earlier this week with Labor Day, how grateful we should be as a people that we can truly work, that we can truly cooperate with God in His plan, that you and I might build up the earth and work to further the kingdom. And recognize the dignity of labor and the dignity of work, which has been revealed to us, first and foremost in Christ, but also in His earthly father, Saint Joseph, and the many, many saints throughout the ages who have given us an example of working hard for the gospel, also for mercy and for justice in the world. So on the one hand, we work hard that way, but also we should be praying very regularly, consistently, and finding rest in that prayer. Finding an opportunity, a moment of encounter with the Lord. Do you know the way that the Saint Benedict sums it up is describing it as ora et labora, prayer and work. Together form the foundation of the monastic life in the rule of Saint Benedict. This is not true, though, only in the monastery. This is true inside of human life, and I expect inside of your life. While the ways that we work might differ, and sometimes differ very dramatically, some people are going to have strong bodies and do labor that's very intensive physically. Others might not be gifted in that way and yet are able to contribute to the building up of society and the furthering of the kingdom through their intellectual capabilities. Some people will be able to pray very contemplatively, quietly, in such a way that is moving, turning the world by their prayers. And other people, they will struggle and suffer through prayer that feels not so deep, not so peaceful. And yet all of us can work in the ways that God has deemed, and all of us can pray in the varieties of different expressions of prayer that exist out of the diversity of God's plan for you and for me. Saint Benedict recognized this. I mean, he saw in the life of the monks, the men that he was going to lead, this opportunity to work very hard and to also pray consistently, regularly, deeply, in private and in common, in the Mass and also in devotional activities outside of the Mass, well, you and I need to have the same continual dynamic, organic process in our life, working and working with all of our heart and mind and strength, but also praying and praying with all of our soul and recognizing that God has given us a very limited time here on earth. God has given us a very, very short time in which we're called to complete our mission. It is definitely very important for us to work very hard. And you know what? It's also very important for us to pray consistently. It's important for us to find those moments of rest in our prayer throughout the day, because those prayers are not an interruption to everything else. Just as our work is not an interruption from our relationship with God, but rather everything that we do, all that we do can be done for the glory of God, and all of our time can be spent serving the Lord, sometimes in rather menial tasks, other times in very lofty contemplative prayer. But when all of it forms the basis of a dynamic Christian life, it's amazing how the world will be transformed and how it can be transformed. So my encouragement to you is maybe you err on the side of working very hard and not getting enough rest inside of your prayer life. Or maybe you find it difficult to work and want to spend all of your time praying and devoted to the Lord. My encouragement to you is to discern and recognize how God is calling you in your life to live this dynamic of prayer and work, which all of us have to find, which all of us have to be careful to discern and to live out well. Don't miss those opportunities for hard work, for dedication, in which you and I can truly transform the world by the gifts that God has given to us, where we can truly care for those entrusted to us, where we can really shape our families and our communities because of the blood, sweat, and tears that we're able to give. And then in addition to that, and essential to that, is also the life of prayer, to discover the restful, those restful moments that will encourage us, strengthen us along the way, that, as that prayer from midday prayer says, will help make good the defects of the work we've begun, and let us finish that work in a way that pleases you. May our work please God, may our prayer please God, may it all lead to us furthering the kingdom and giving glory to his name. Okay. Stay tuned for our Family Rosary Across America with Father Dave and Karen coming up next. And hey, while you're at it, pray for me too. I'd certainly appreciate that. I'll do the same for you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.